Chapter 4, A Signal to a Mystery. I woke up with a jolt. I felt jumpy. That voice calling Amber over and over haunted me. I don't know anybody named Amber. Never saw her before. And then she was gone. I should have told Kara about that red stone in my dream. Knocks on the door interrupted my thoughts. The three familiar taps Dobro always used.
Turb, wake up! Gonna be another storm today! Let's beat somewhere! Anywhere!
He kept knocking and blowing his loudest and longest whistles. The two of us usually hung out in the middle woods, trying new flying tricks over and over. It was hard to believe he was up this early at my domo door. Something was up. I grabbed my scarf to hide the yellow crystal still around my neck. Dobro was always full of questions. I had enough of my own already. When I opened the door, Dobro gave his usual greeting. Two short whistles. A bit early for you, Dobro.
Brain full of thin air?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, he replied, smiling. Snuck out early before a boring family meeting of Dobro do this or Dobro don't do that. Talk about thin air. So I escaped. Blazes! Gonna let me in or not?
Sure, come in.
You're so lucky to live alone, he said as he strolled in and started snooping around. No rules. No one telling you what to do. I love what you've done with the place. What's up?
I answered with a shrug on my way to the kitchen to make us morning tea. The nightmare was still lurking in my head, but I didn't want to talk about it. As soon as I opened the pantry door to grab a teapot and two cups, the yellow crystal started flashing under my scarf. I shut the door fast, and the crystal stopped flashing. Okay, just get the teapot. Maybe the crystal is getting used to my domo, I thought, still jumpy from the nightmare. I opened the pantry door again. The crystal lit up even brighter. I took off my scarf and began opening and closing the pantry door. The crystal went on and off each time. Did the door somehow trigger the crystal to light up? So far it did, at least 10 times. I tried moving around the kitchen. Nothing happened. No flashing until I opened that pantry door. It worked another 10 times.
So I have 2 questions, Dobro interrupted, standing close behind me. Startled, I jumped a foot in the air. I forgot Dobro had come over. He couldn't miss the racket of me opening and closing the door, plus the yellow light coming from the kitchen. First, where did you get that crystal around your neck? And second, what the blazes are you doing opening and closing this door? There a ghost in there?
No ghost. This is one of Kar's crystals. I got it yesterday and she told me not to take it off.
What? One of Kar's crystals? When were you gonna tell me? What's with the pantry door?
The crystal lights up whenever I open it. Burning weird. Let's just skip the tea and beat. You said there's a storm to catch. I was not in the mood to figure out this mystery. I had too many puzzles on the go already.
Not so fast, Dobro insisted. Let's test this crystal some more. Maybe it's trying to tell us something. Come on, let's walk around, see if it flashes.
That was Dobro, the kid who loved doing what he wasn't supposed to do. The kind of best friend that gets you in trouble. The crystal never lit or flashed anywhere else inside or outside my domo. We went back into the kitchen and stood in front of the pantry door.
Okay, if it lights up when you open the door, then...
Then what? I asked. We were both staring at the doorknob.
Just open the blazing door, ready or not.
Fine, if that will get us out in the storm quicker, I said, and slowly opened the door. The crystal lit up.
Dobro,
pushed me into the pantry and followed behind. It was a tight squeeze. The door slammed shut.